Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again this evening to do some more instantaneous healings. And what we could do first is, which we always talk about, is to have the light beam show up on your monitor screen. So if it's not there, just click on BBS Station 1 and scroll down to Creation Lightship, which would be on the Friday show. At the time slot, that'll be 9 o'clock, and just click on it, and then scroll down. And as you're scrolling down a little ways, you're going to see the BBS Fast Chat in the box. That's above the blinking flower, and if you want to communicate with us, just click on Fast Chat. And I'm doing that right now as we speak. And then you want to minimize that, and it'll come down into your bottom of your screen, and then go down a little bit further, and the light beam will show up and put her there, and then activate the fast chat again, and we can receive your messages. So we'll do some water charging tonight. So I'd like all of you to get an 8-ounce glass of water or something close to that, and we'll have Sylvia come on, and you can get the glass of water. This will be used tonight for you to drink, and the light beam will energize it. So Sylvia, are you there?
I am. Good evening, and welcome, everybody, to the BBS Internet Radio broadcast of the Creation Lightship Healing Program. It's really a pleasure to be here and be with you tonight. And tonight, being Friday night, is a wonderful time to unwind, relax, and really get into a beautiful space of peace and love to start your weekend off on the right note. So tonight, as usual, Ron will be connecting us with many beautiful divine energies for healing and bringing various healing energies from the Creation Lightship throughout the entire hour. So that's a wonderful thing to look forward to. And I just want to welcome all of you. Anyone who's new, thank you for being with us. It's great to share this time with you on Friday night. So, as Ron said, if you'd like to ask a question, have something that you want to ask Ron, you can go ahead and send us a message on the fast chat or call in, whichever works best for you. But the fast chat is very easy to do, so if you haven't tried that yet, you can give it a try. It's just very simple. You type in your name and then type in your message and hit send.
And, yep, very simple.
Yes, very easy. So, and tonight I think we're going to talk a little bit about healing through color frequencies, and mainly, well, I guess we won't talk so much about it as we are just going to bring you those beautiful healing energies through the light being on the screen. So over to you, Ron, for getting started with the healings.
Okay, so we're first going to bring in, as you're showing me, the color of gold. So this would be gold being transmitted to you into your heart center, and it'll come all around you. So this beautiful light beam now will be activated, and we'll have her bring the energies in. So we're just having her come into this photo right now. So if you want, just look at her on your screen. And like we say, she does basically different transformations. You're going to probably see her colors become a little more vivid, and you may watch her eyes kind of change as they get a little brighter. And she becomes more humanistic, three-dimensional, so you're able to actually see her energy and sense it. And if you put your hand in front of your monitor screen, you may actually feel the presence of her as she transmits her energy to you. And like I've said in all the other shows, the Lightship uses heart energy for all of their healings. They don't use mind energy. Remember, mind energy you want to use with the heart. And that way you have a much better and more fulfilling manifestation. So they use heart energy only. And this is why they talk about your ego walking with your spirit and combining those. So this is one way to look at it here. So she's going to start to finish her activation right now. Looks very beautiful to me. And she's getting radiating there, radiating this beautiful light energy. Coming into your room, you may feel it now in your heart center. For myself, I'm feeling my body temperature heat up just slightly here. And she's ready to do some energy work with us, so she'll link heart to heart. and we'll just put some music on as she connects with you, and there will be some beautiful golden energy coming into your room. So we'll bring it in now, and we'll do some healing work with gold energy. So this energy being transmitted from the creation light chip down to you. So here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Just enjoy this beautiful light energy coming into you. And request your healings, because this energy is definitely conscious.
BBSRadio.com. information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Okay, so here we are again. So again, we're bringing this beautiful gold energy for everyone to experience here. And it's coming in pretty strong right now. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And we'll just see how this energy works for everyone. It should be very calming, very peaceful. So we're going to put some music on again. And just allow your heart center to accept this beautiful energy. And here we go.
Sound coming out of player. Okay.
Bring in another energy. We're going to bring in the energy of silver. So here comes the silver energy. And again, just sit back and relax and request your healings with this energy coming in. And it should be very nice. And here it comes. So again, the light being is fully activated. We'll do some water charging in probably about 10 minutes here. So if you tune into the show a little bit late, just get about 8 ounces of water, a glass of water, and this beautiful light being on the screen is going to activate that for you. It'll have special codes in there for personal detoxification and help to increase your cellular memory resistance here to healing. So it'll help you to do special alignments in your body for healing. Bring in another divine energy, and we're going to bring in the energy of blue. This should be probably pretty calming. We'll just find out here. And the blue also has a little bit of gold energy with it. So here comes the blue energy into your living room where you are with your computer. And again, the light beam is going to be transmitting this to you all in your room. So here comes the blue energy. Bring in another energy for us to enjoy here. And we're going to bring in another color frequency. And this color frequency will be the color frequency of violet. And we'll bring in Saint Germain along with this frequency so you can experience the energy of Saint Germain also. So here comes Saint Germain. So stronger. Let's increase the frequency here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and relax and just have this energy go into your heart and through your body. Bring in here, and so this color is going to be the color of pink. So here comes the pink color right now. Beautiful pink energy coming in through the light beam to your heart center. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger, it's already here. So just enjoy this beautiful frequency of pink here. Thank you. we're going to do now is get our water container in front of us. And this is a very simple process. Just put the glass in front of you, maybe on a table. And then at that point, you want to put one hand on each side of it. And you may start to feel your fingers kind of pulsate. I have mine in front of me right now and vibrate. Now, the beautiful light beam is going to connect with your heart center. And you're going to feel this wonderful energy going through your body, up from your heart to your shoulders, down to your elbows, forearms, and out to your palm chakras and fingers. So she's starting right now to activate this water for you. Now, this is special water just for you. It's designed for your own energetics of your body. And she's about halfway done with this right now. And you may feel your hands pulsate. They may buzz. I've had people comment that they've actually had the chlorine taken out of the water during this process here. Some people can see bubbles in their water at times. The water typically, for me, almost always tastes very smooth, very soft, very silky. And it goes into your mouth, and all of a sudden it's gone. Your body takes it in instantly. And normally, sometimes you put water in your mouth, and it, you know, your body kind of goes, "What's this?" And then you have to be forced to swallow it. So, with this water here, it trickles down very easily. So they're done charging the water. So give a sampling here and see how it tastes. I'm going to do that myself. Had about 4 swallows. It's very, very good. It's always good. It's amazing. And we have Mount Shasta water here, and the Mount Shasta water is untreated. So, and we have, let's see, Kyle has a question here. Can we charge the water with the Mount Shasta energy also? We could do that. So you might get another glass of water, everybody there. So you may have to scramble for a little bit here. And get a second glass of water. And what we're going to do is bring in the energy of Mount Shasta into where you're located. And we'll start to bring that in right now as you're getting your water. And then we'll put the energy of Mount Shasta in the drinking water here, like it is out of the mountain. So here comes the energy of Mount Shasta into your living room. It'll be kind of electric. This is the difference for most energies. Mount Shasta is very very high electric energy. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger. What we're Sedona is like very relaxing, very peaceful, very nurturing. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should feel a little more energy in your body. And what we're going to do now is, if you're all ready, and hopefully you all are, is get your second container of water and put that in front of you now. And we're going to have this light beam charge it with the energy of the Mount Shasta drinking water right now. And this is a request from Kyle. So you can all thank Kyle for being on the fast chat for asking me to do this. So here we go. So the energy now is coming from the light beam into your water. And it'll take, again, probably about a half a minute. And you may feel your body also changing frequencies as this happens here. And for me, it just feels about the same, although I can feel a little more energy flowing through me as the energy is being increased here. Okay. About another probably 10 seconds or same. Okay, and You may feel your fingers pulsating right now, because mine are. And here we go. Okay. Why don't you have a sip of your water now and just see how this water tastes for you. So I'm going to try mine here. Well, it tastes about the same, because I'm used to Mount Shasta's water, so, but it is very juicy this time, a little more than normal.
I would say for me it tastes like it has more of a mineral taste to it.
Yeah. So, anything else on Fast Chat we need to talk about, Sylvia? Or?
Well, I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about the rainbow. We've talked about it in the past, but it's been a while. About the new rainbow that the Lightship brought and how people can see that, and then maybe we could bring in the rainbow energy.
Well, that's a good idea. Okay. So, I don't know. I'd say probably 3 years ago, thereabouts, the Lightship said they would be changing the rainbow colors. And lo and behold, the sky was really dark here in Mount Shasta, a lot of clouds. And all of a sudden, when they said that, I was out that day, and they opened up, moved the clouds away, and all of a sudden this brand new blue, like neon fluorescent blue color was up in the sky. So we naturally went out and we saw the rainbow through, people watering their lawns, etc. And you can just get a fine mist and look at it. Also what happened was when the rainbow changed, all the trees and the mountains' auras got pulled way, way in. If you can remember back, normally when you look at a mountain, you would see this large halo over a mountain, and it's the same with trees. And so they brought everything back within so that it's an inward journey now for spirituality, so nothing can be courted as easily because the trees are giving off energy and other people are taking that. So now everything is like self-contained in the trees. And the rainbow frequencies are very, very nice. They're very distinct. Each color has a separate band to them, and they're separated, and they're very, very beautiful. And if you notice, last Christmas, a lot of the Christmas toys for young children were all that neon fluorescent color, very, very bright colors. And so they're just tuning into those frequencies. And that's what we have now. So that's one of the shifts that the Lightship did. As a universal shift as it's coming toward us here for the ascension process. So that's one of the frequency shifts that happened. So we're going to bring in this beautiful rainbow energy now. So again, just sit back and relax, and it'll come into your living room. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, sit back and relax, and let's put some more music on for you to listen to. And this will be another wonderful experience for you to have some healing. So remember, all energies are conscious, and just request the healing now. And this white being will definitely help you do this. Just request her to work through your heart center with your spirit to heal yourself. You had a wonderful experience on that, and this energy is just very, very gentle. You may have noticed that already here. All the healings from the light shift, but they don't use force of will, so they're not using a mind energy to help heal. It's all heart energy. This is why so many people are drawn to the different sessions that I do and why these work instantaneously. See, the mind energy that you project out is, you know, that's the new. Not really new, but that's what everybody's talking about now, like the secret, how to have your thoughts control your reality, in a sense. All that is force of will energy when you try to connect and bring something to you. The light shift, as with the teachings of Jesus, it's all based on heart energy. So like I say, I wish they would talk about heart energy instead of force of will mind energy. And that type of energy is like where you get psychic attacks. You have people projecting cords to you. This is all that type of energy. So, it's a whole different process. I'm probably the only one out there talking about heart energy. Everybody else is tuned into the other, thinking it's so great for healing, and heart energy is what heals you the quickest and fastest. So, anyway, I guess enough for that there. So, what we can do next is another healing. We're going to bring in the energy from the light ship of Mother Mary. And this energy, like the energies that are on the planet here, typically those energies are not from the light ship. They come from the light ship into the Federation, the Galactic Federation, which I stated before, now it's about 38% in the light, and the rest is darkness, which is 62%. So it's not very good odds, but it has increased. And so what we have is these off-being negative ETs that are here to take our energy, along with the Galactic Federation's condolence of doing this here. Remember, if they were strictly doing their job, they'd be in the light 100%. And so they create a duality for us down here. So in a sense, they're kind of the serpent that you hear about. And there's a lot of negative energies that are here that they brought into us. And I'll just talk just briefly on that before we bring in Mother Mary. So they brought in animals that sting you, that bite you. We talk about energy vampires. Well, we have our mosquitoes here. We have ticks. The octopus is a big one. That's one of their own life forms out there in the universe someplace. And they have squids and many other types of energies, black widows. So these are all dark side energies that were brought here by the dark side to harm us and hurt us. They also bring in our energies here that we see of, say, natural disasters. So people say, gee, Mother Earth is doing this here. Well, it's not Mother Earth. It's the fact that this energy is being controlled off planet. So, like the hurricanes that we've had, Katrina, all the other ones that we had, probably ever since the beginning of time, that's the darkness coming in here to do this here. So tornadoes, hurricanes, famine, wars, crops being burned up by the sun, lack of rain. But this is all the dark side plan to give people hardship down here. Because remember, this place was not created by the earth spirit to cause that. It was created here in love and joy. So anything that's not love and joy is the dark side's perpetuation of their darkness down here on us with the condolence and the agreement of the Galactic Federation to allow this to happen. So it's not your fault that we have mind control here and that you can't get completely on your spiritual path because they don't want you to. So we're going to bring in a divine energy now. So getting back to Mother Mary going into the Federation, all the masters that came here came into the Federation first, and that was their spiritual backup, their backup band. And then they would change the teaching somewhat and alter it. And the Federation killed Jesus naturally.
That's why he said on the cross, why did you forsake me? He's talking to the Federation. You know, where were you when I was supposed to be doing my mission here? So his life was actually cut short for that particular lifetime, in which he did 12 different lifetimes, but I won't go into that on this show. But he was supposed to be here for 18 years to help people for the ascension process. So that'll open up a can of worms for everybody probably, but that's the fact here. And so that Mother Mary is coming through now, not through the Federation, but from the Lightship directly. This is her first incarnation energy of her creation from the Lightship. Remember, the Lightship created you and also Mother Mary. So this energy is coming in now. It's full force for you, so just sit back and relax, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just request your healings. Ask Mother Mary for guidance if you like, and also some healing work. And remember, you have to ask because the light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now is just thought projections of the future and the past. And so you want to be in the now. The light only works in the now. And so again, just sit back and relax and allow this healing to take place in you. And request your healings. We always see you as perfect, moment by moment. On fast chat, Sylvia, that we need to answer for anybody?
Yeah, we have a couple of good questions here from Kyle. The first one is he's asking, does heart energy disconnect us from negative mind energy?
Yes, it can definitely help because, remember, the heart's in the moment and your mind is all over the place. So your mind is typically always looking into the future for something that you don't have. Or it could be pulled into the past by your regrets and circumstances in your life. And so the heart only works in the moment. And like I said, the light only is in the moment. And this is why you want to stay in your heart center as much as you can to connect with your spirit to the divine. Otherwise, you're looking outside of yourself and looking for external stimulus to help you. And your spirit knows all that's around you. So what happens is, as you use the law of cause and effect through the mind, you start bringing stuff into your life, which could be good, but your spirit is what you need to connect with. That's the whole teachings of Jesus, trying to get the people back then to get out of their mind, to get out of the control of mind control, to get out of the control of people in the caste system. that we're all created equal. You see, this is what his teachings were all about. And so mainly that's why the Galactic Federation did not really want to support him, because these negative ETs off-planet that don't have souls did not want people to become spiritually free. And that's why they killed him at the time that he did, so that he could not continue on with his message. So yes, the heart energy is what you want to connect with, and it can definitely take you out of duality, because then you're only in the moment. When you're in the moment and there's only one energy that you're dealing with, which is your spirit, and that gives you all your guidance. So I hope that answers your question okay.
It seems like a beautiful answer. And earlier we had, a mention of, is the creation light ship beaming the earth with good energy always lately? And you answered on the fast chat. But for those that are listening, maybe we could talk a little bit about the creation light ship and what it's doing, and the special light ship that it created just for helping get the earth back into integrity.
Yes, okay. So the creation light ship is what created everything in the universe. It only works in the now, and it put in place a 2,000-year cycle so that it could keep track of its creations. And so what happened, probably initially, I would imagine that free will kind of ran amok, and the dark side at some point wanted to take over the souls of people so they could get energy that way. Remember, the light never created the darkness, so that's one illusion that is put forth that people believe. And no, the darkness was never created by the light. There's no reason for the light to have a reflection of darkness. It could reflect light to light, but never light to darkness. So if you have that concept, then that's one of your religious teachings that the dark side brought to you that was that was false and incorrect. And so the light only produces light. It only works with the light language, and it only works in the now. And so what happened was, because of the darkness coming in, like where we are right now in our life on planet Earth here, they instilled the 2,000-year cycle plan so that every 2,000 years, the whole universe would become dematerialized instantly. This you might call the 2012 shift, although I'm not saying that it is 2012, but people think that it is. But regardless, this shift will happen. And the vibrations coming into the Earth are always getting higher and stronger just from the universal shift itself. Remember, the whole universe is going through this process, not just planet Earth. So about a week before last Thanksgiving, the light ship created a brand new, smaller light ship, very small, but it's adequate enough, and it's here to help the Earth do its transformation for the universal shift. So this is helping out the Earth spirit to collect all of its energies back again so that it can put the blueprint of the Earth back into spiritual wholeness. And so that will happen. And at that point, when the whole universe gets dematerialized, the Earth spirit now, because it doesn't want to have duality creeping into its territory, has chose to go to the eighth dimensional reality, where it's already created a brand new blueprint that it chose to create for its new Earth. So it's leaving the Earth plane here. But the Earth that's here will still have a blueprint. And that blueprint can be rematerialized over again, maybe in a different part of the universe for 3D, or could even be used at other dimensions. Remember, all dimensions have reality to them. So the same plan that we have now, the same appearance of the Earth could be reformed maybe in 4D or 5D. So that may help you. But yes, the universal shift is happening. So I don't particularly believe in people doing Earth healings, because the Earth is fully capable of doing everything that it can do. As far as activating grids, etc., that's just the way the dark side is using people to connect in masses to take their energy from them. Remember, the Earth created everything that you see around you. So it's not a wimp. And it's here to do the universal shift, which is what it is doing. But it doesn't need any help as far as people opening up energy vortexes, stargates, energy grid line, enhancements, anything like that is not even needed. So that's the dark side connecting with you, thinking that your ego is strong enough to affect consciousness here of people and to, you know, activate anything that you're doing. So I don't recommend doing that. You're just giving your energy away to the dark side. Remember, the energy lives up your emotional energy. And one of the biggest things that happened was the initial first harmonic convergence. The universal shift was in place. Energies are coming here. Somehow somebody got a clue of that, and they decided to have everybody get up and at a certain time, get up and pray for world peace. Well, that energy was already coming here. You weren't bringing it in by your thoughts, believe me. This is a universal shift, not just a small human shift. It'd be like you trying to go to the ocean and helping the ocean out by getting a teaspoon out there and moving some of the water around. Or say, I'm going to clean the beach up and I'll pick up one grain of sand. So it's not nothing that you need to do. Remember, the dark side lives off your emotional energy. Go within. Don't project your energy outside of yourself through thought, because the dark side is living on that. And then they can connect with you and actually take away some of your spirit. So I don't think you want to have your soul being taken by some dark energy. So that's kind of what I'm telling everybody to do, is just to go inside. That's the teachings of Jesus. If Jesus would have taught about going outside of yourself to do earth healings, to help out earthquakes or anything else, or to raise the consciousness of different people, it would have happened back in his time. So another misnomer that people have is that they think that all of humanity is going to go through the ascension process because naturally they think of oneness. Well, there's no such thing as oneness, not even on the creation light ship. Everything created there is a unique individual expression of the divine. And so you're not in oneness with anything. So oneness is just strictly a New Age conception. And people believe that that's correct. But it's not. It's just the duality of the dark side coming in to get you to give up your energy outside of yourself, to pray to false idols, to give energy away, to have something else live on you. So this is the whole teachings of Jesus, is to go within, to keep your energy precious for yourself. So that may have answered your question. So yes, there is more light coming to the planet, coming to the whole universe, because the whole universe is shifting. So any other thing that I need to talk about, Sylvia?
Well, you mentioned the ascension process, and I think this is a good time to mention that 2 weeks from tomorrow, you have your ascension preparation conference call, which is a wonderful thing, great opportunity for people to start doing that kind of work. So would you like to talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah, so once a month on the third Saturday, we do a four-hour special conference call. And it's on a phone line out of New York. You have to connect with me. The cost on it is only $60. And you're on the light ship for 4 hours of time. And even though it sounds like a long time, it's actually just feels like about a half an hour of time goes by. It goes by very, very quickly. And the very last hour of the show, the conference call, it's like a show because people just love it, is they look forward to going on it. The last hour is for water charging. We charge 7 gallons of water, which you can use for the next 7 days. And these are also filled with special light codes for your body for detoxification and to energize your cellular structure. So the whole thing is dedicated toward the ascension process. And the ascension process is cleaning your body out enough to be able to hold spirit energy. So you must be in your body 100% to ascend, and this is why they're here, to help us. And it's the same process that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Remember, we're still at the same frequency of the evolution of the earth, because it did not shift its consciousness. So we're dealing with the same consciousness here, except we had 4,000 years of it. So yeah, the light shift perspective is, well, these people should know about the ascension because, you know, they've already had two 2,000-year cycle stints at it. And so they're kind of, they know about the mind control naturally, but it's up to you to know about ascension and to be able to take your body with you. And, you know, if you don't do that, then your spirit will go off like it would normally do on other planets. Here, unfortunately, you have to be forced into reincarnation, which is not what's happening anymore since the light ship came. So there's no more forced reincarnation for the dark side to hold you captive. If you were to die tomorrow, or you had a friend that passed away recently, they're out of here. The light ship is taking care of that aspect. So you're actually free from the earth plane and these negative beings that are holding you captive here. So I hear people talking about this as being the prison planet. So, and it probably is. For myself, it's quite different. This is my first incarnation here in 3,000 years. But aside from that, the ascension process that we do helps you to attune your body. They work with many frequencies. You're in many rooms at once with many doctor teams, and a four-hour session is just phenomenal. I can't say how great it is for everyone who's been on it. They just love it. And it's very, very affordable. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And all that I request is that you send me a check in the mail with your phone number. And then from there, I'll connect with you. And even an email would help, too. Then I'll just connect with you and give you the phone number to call on and the PIN number. And it's as simple as that. Just get online, get a speakerphone, and kick back and relax. If you want to have your friends come and join you, they have to pay naturally the $60, too. But it's real nice to have a room full of people doing this together, because you can actually watch the changes in each person. And if you do come on and get a mirror ready, have it nearby so you can look at your eyes. Your eyes will always be brighter afterwards. And you're very relaxed, and you can feel how this show here is so far with how your body's feeling. Just think what 4 hours would be. It's just quite awesome and quite something to do. There's only one creation light ship. And so if anybody talks about a creation light ship or something, that is not it doesn't really exist. There's only one of these here that's out there right now helping us here. And they do talk about starships sometimes, which is UFOs, which are different than the light ship itself. So any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, you've got a very interesting question from Larry. Welcome, Larry. And he says, so literally in other planes and galaxies, they talk about the shift?
Yes, everybody, everything is conscious of the shift. Yes, everything knows about the shift. And so it's up to that individual spirit in the person to be awake enough to take that life form with it during the universal shift. And this is a gift, like I normally say. How much do you love your body? You know, this is not a mental aspect. This is actually true love energy. Does your heart love your body enough? Your spirit love your body enough? Do you love your body enough to want to do the work to do the ascension process? You know, your body has waited 4,000 years for this here. Are you going to let it down this time? You know, it's like going to college and getting your PhD and then not showing up on the last day to get your graduation certificate, you know? So it's up to you. The light ship will never force anybody during this process, because if they don't believe in force of will, they believe in the now and in love energy. So it's up to you to want to move forward. And if you don't, then your body just won't exist any longer. And this is what we talked about is, everlasting life. You know, do you want to do that? Do you want to have that in your reality? You know, most people talk about as a consciousness as maybe being visited by extraterrestrials coming down here and everything else. Well, it's a shift for you, for your body. So that's the main thing. How much do you love yourself to go through this process? So any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, Kyle's mentioning that it seems like our show goes faster than normal time, and I would have to agree with that. And actually, we're just about out of time. We just have a couple minutes left. But, yeah, maybe you want to talk about how being in the now affects time.
Well, when you're in the now, then you're connected to your spirit, typically. And you normally are doing something physical. And at that time, because you're in the now, time flies by very quickly, and you lose track of time because you're in a different reality of time, because your spirit is now guiding you. So you're out of the linear time. You're out of thought. although you can be in thought to get information, but you're out of the actual ego portion of your daily existence, and you're in pure love energy. And this is why the show goes by so fast, because all this show is about is love. And you know, like I say, how much do you love yourself to do the ascension? This is what the show is about, is to help you get into your body so you can do that.
And we have Nima asking if you have any plans to be at an event or a conference in the future.
I'm going to be up here in Mount Shasta with Shalimar Productions. There's an ET technology conference coming up, and that's in, I believe, August. And then I'm going back to New York. I think on the 19th of October I'll be there. And I was hoping to go to Florida afterwards, except there's no event that I know of. So if anybody knows of an event in Florida, that would be at the first part of November. I would be just thrilled to go to Florida after the New York Expo that I'll be at. I'll be doing workshops, too, after the Expo. I'll be doing a full-day workshop if you're able to go to New York. And it'll be very nice. I believe it's a $100 charge, and it's, I believe, 7 hours in length. So it's quite awesome to be with the light beings for that amount of time.
So we are just about at the end of the show, and perhaps we can bring in one more divine energy to leave people with tonight.
Okay, so we're going to bring in we'll bring in the energy of Jesus here. So here he comes. And the light beam will be activated, too, for the next half an hour. And so blessings to all of you, and here comes Jesus here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you can sit with this energy, and blessings to all of you. And we'll having a show tomorrow night, which is Saturday, and we'll go to the light ship after the show here, I believe. So tomorrow night we'll go to the light ship for a little bit. So if you can come on tomorrow night, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you then, and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. Bye-bye.